There's finally some praise on Capitol Hill for the embattled General Services Administration. Senators at a hearing yesterday gave two thumbs up to the agency's plans to reorganize. Even the Inspector General, who had uncovered the GSA spending scandals, said Acting Administrator Dan Tangerlini's strategies are going to improve accountability. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller was there, and he joins us now with details on the changes coming to the way GSA is organized and managed. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Emily and Reuben.
So first of all, tell us a little bit about those changes. What did Tangerlini say yesterday?
There were three basically major changes that came out of his top-to-bottom review, which Dan Tangerlini, the acting administrator, has done since he came into the position back in April after the big Western Regions conference scandal. If you guys remember, that's the $820,000 conference that happened in 2010. The IG uncovered basically lots of waste, lots of abuse, and that ended up with the resignation of several senior GSA leaders. So Dan Tangerlini comes in. He came from the Treasury Department, as we know, and he looked at GSA. He did a three-step review process, talking to people, visiting people, doing analysis, and what basically he came down to is this. He's going to consolidate all the CIO offices under the headquarters CIO, which is now run by Casey Coleman. Now, that's the Public Building Service, that's the Federal Acquisition Service. Each had their own CIO office, and while they tried to work together and were successful at times, they also were, as they could say, siloed, meaning that they could do their own thing. So he's going to bring all that under Casey Coleman's office, the headquarters. And then he's also going to look at the HR functions, all the hiring, all the promotions, all the bonuses, all that stuff that got caught up in the Western Regions Conference scandal, the post scandal, is going to be centered around the chief people officer, who's led by Tony Costa. Now, Tangerlini here describes why these changes are needed.
Previously, the chief information officer had limited authority over project development, budgets, and performance. This week, I'll be notifying Congress of my intent to consolidate all information technology personnel, budgets, and systems under the CIO. By creating a central authority over the development and maintenance of information systems, GSA will streamline its IT investments while also increasing access to agency data. GSA will also be notifying Congress of our intent to consolidate hiring responsibilities and human capital management personnel and operations under the Chief People Officer to eliminate multiple redundant layers of dispersed human resources activities and functions.
Now, Tangerlini had already decided to bring the budget and oversight control back to headquarters, the chief financial officer's office. Initially, it was very spread out across the regions, and again, another problem that they found that ended up resulting in the Western Regions Conference. So this actually now consolidates all three, HR, IT, and budget functions back at headquarters and centralizes them together. Now, the other major announcement Tangerlini made was actually a cut to the Federal Acquisition Service's fees that they charge for agencies to use the schedules. He says GSA will make one immediate change and put a working group together to analyze the fees more extensively.
We think that there's already an opportunity for us to reduce fees. We have a surcharge on the Strategic Sourcing Initiative contracts right now that in many ways discourage agencies from doing the right thing and using the strategic sourced contracts. And we want to take away that fee. We want to reduce some other fees, and we really want to kick off a broader discussion with our agency partners and say, what's the right structure for these fees going forward, recognizing the analysis done by the IG and the GAO.
Now, that analysis Tangerlini is talking about was a 2009 study that found actually GSA had made a profit. You know, that's a dirty word in government. It's really more of a surplus, as they like to say. But basically, they brought in about $670 million extra over the last decade or so, that what they call in a rainy day fund, because they've charged too much for fees. Real quick, the fee structure works like this. GSA charges 0.75% or up to 2% for, you know, the use of their schedules, use of their assisted acquisition services. So what Dan Tangerlini is talking about here is under strategic sourcing, they'll keep the 0.75% but get rid of the 1.25% surcharge. So basically, there'll be only the one charge instead of two of them. And it turns out GSA has actually not increased or changed the fees or looked at their fees since 2004. Now, obviously, Senator Joseph Lieberman is the chairman of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. He questioned the fee structure and actually asked IG Brian Miller if he had any updated figures. He did not. There is a GAO report that came out, I guess, late in 2011, and we have that linked up on federalnewsradio.com.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Jason, both lawmakers and the IG, Brian Miller, responded favorably to Tangerlini's plans. So does this mark the end of GSA's troubles in any way?
Well, it does and it doesn't. So I think you're absolutely right that the favorable response from Miller, from Lieberman, from Senator Susan Collins, the ranking member of the committee, was important for him to get. You know, if he didn't get a good response with his ideas, things could go much further downhill. But Collins, you know, and Collins says, you know, listen, by addressing the lavish conference spending and high number of bonuses, you know, he shows that Tangerlini is really taking the restructuring efforts very seriously. She says right now there's no plans for legislation to change GSA's makeup, the organization, but the committee really wants to see how these reforms will take hold. Lieberman says he expects the reforms actually to prevent future bad decisions and such obvious examples of wasteful spending.
This is the moment to try to put into place systems that will stop a repetition of the infuriating behavior of GSA employees when the memory of what happened in Western Region 9 is gone, and which is another part of, unfortunately, of human nature that and history and organizations that repeats itself. So I think you're well on the way to doing that. It does require constant oversight and strong leadership by the agency, in the agency, and constant oversight by Congress.
Now, the IG, Brian Miller, also praised the Tangerlini's action, saying he's encouraged by the steps he's taken so far. So obviously that's a very important first step for GSA to kind of on the road to recovery.
Now, in terms of what Brian Miller, the IG, is doing, is he now investigating more conferences and sort of continuing to go down this path of figuring out where the wasteful spending is?
Yeah, I think that's the other reason why, even though this praise was important, they're still far from being solved or being put to rest, any of the GSA's troubles. And a couple of things that came out of the hearing yesterday was that the IG Miller is looking at all conference spending in fiscal 2011 and 2012. That includes more than 25 employees and costs more than $10,000. And, in fact, he says he's paying closer attention to what he calls high-risk conferences, where the price per attendee is over that average price. Now, he didn't say where he gets the average from, but basically, if anything that looks or costs him higher than it needs to be, they're looking at it. Now, that's not really necessarily surprising. We've talked, I think, about those investigations a bit before. I think that's the first time Brian Miller's actually come out and said we're looking at 2 years' worth of conferences. But what I think is most significant, and I think what's really is going to could change the way GSA works even more broadly, is the investigations into violations of something called the Competition and Contracting Act, commonly known as CECA. Now, this law requires agencies to get fair and real competition as much as possible when procuring goods and services. Listen to this exchange between Miller and Senator Susan Collins over the potential violations of the Competition and Contracting Act.
I saw a notable disregard for the requirements to seek out competition in the award of federal contracts by GSA in order to ensure that we're getting the lowest price at the best quality. This, to me, is extraordinary because GSA is supposed to set the standard. I believe the contract to the resort at which the infamous conference was held was a sole source contract, despite the fact that there were clearly many hotels that would have been happy to bid on that conference.
Senator, you're exactly right. There are many violations, unfortunately, of the Competition and Contracting Act. We've uncovered a number of those violations in connection with Recovery Act projects. We have submitted a proposal that would require GSA to report a violation of Competition and Contracting Act to their oversight committees, much like the Anti-Deficiency Act, because currently we identify the violations, but there is no remedy.
Now, I caught up with Senator Collins after the hearing and asked her how she'll address these violations and what seems like really a hole in the law.
We need to immediately write a bill to implement the proposal that the IG had on reporting violations of the Competition and Contracting Act. And I intend to ask my staff to draft that immediately in the hopes that we can perhaps even get it on the markup agenda for next week or at least in the lame duck session. That's a great idea and one that is easy to implement.
Now, this is very similar to what we saw maybe 5 or 7 years ago with the Defense Department, who had some Anti-Deficiency Act violations, and in the end, they had some very serious language put into their authorization bills where they were held much higher accountability. Now, every agency faces the Anti-Deficiency Act, which basically says you can't spend money you don't have. But I think if Collins can get this bill forward and really push it out, this is just going to be another layer of oversight for GSA. But let me take us back to the beginning here and say, you know, this seems like GSA is on a better path. As Collins and others have said, the biggest challenge is changing the culture of GSA. And I think a lot of these problems don't stem necessarily from bad or evil people, which was pointed out at hearing many times, but it's a culture that allowed this waste and abuse to occur. And Dan Tangerlini seems to be taking steps to change that culture.